Who's Jeffrey Epstein, you say? The wiki on him is this. He was an American financier and child sex offender. Born and raised in New York, he began his professional career as a teacher at the Dalton School, despite lacking a college degree. After his dismissal from the school in 1976, he entered banking. He worked at Bear Stearns in various roles before starting his own firm. Epstein cultivated an elite social circle and procured many women and children whom he and his associates sexually abused. In 2005, police in Palm Beach, Florida began an investigation of Epstein after a parent reported that he had sexually abused her 14-year-old daughter. 36 girls were eventually identified, not necessarily named. He was in and out of jail, back in jail, and now the file on him is the subject of incredible scrutiny. Joe Khalil joins us from News Nation, the Washington, D.C. correspondent. Good grief, Joe. Are you surprised by the legs on this story, that it endures the way it does?
You know, I am not surprised by it, and the reason I'm not is because you can feel there's a serious, like, anger, frustration among the MAGA base that I think is different than any of the other stories that we've covered thus far. And, you know, there were a lot of reasons for that, but I would just say they have been fed for years, whether it's conspiracy theory or not, they've been fed information about Jeffrey Epstein, about how there is this list out there, about how there are all of these people who've gotten away with these crimes, and they've been promised that there was going to be accountability when their people were in office. That includes Pam Bondi, the attorney general. That includes Dan Bongino. That includes Kash Patel and President Trump. And I think that the fact that they're so surprised and shocked now by what they see as this administration holding back, not being transparent, I think this does have some staying power in a way that a lot of other controversies around President Trump or his White House sort of pop in one day and they're fleeting and go away the next. I think this is different, Sean.
Is there an actual list?
That is a great question. We don't know. I mean, if we take the word right now of the FBI and the DOJ, no. This list, this client list for your viewers, is a list of very powerful elite people that were clients of Jeffrey Epstein, whom he listed and then blackmailed because they were engaged in this kind of stuff. The DOJ, the FBI now say that list never existed, does not exist. And that could very well be true. The problem with that is that the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, just a couple of months ago said on TV when asked about it, oh, that list is on my desk waiting for review.
Right.
And it's going to be published. And later she clarified, well, what she meant was all of the Epstein files. And by the way, there is no list anymore. So you can see that, again, there very well may be this list never existed. That's entirely possible here. In fact, maybe likely.
Well, when
the
president
fact that people
have
been lied about it.
When the president and his allies were campaigning on the release of the list or promoting it, what did they have to gain? And is this reversal possible because names are on that list that include themselves? And if that's the case, then why were they championing releasing the file and the list?
The reason I think, John, this became a campaign issue, particularly for the Trump base, is because there was this expectation that there were going to be people like former President Clinton, people like high-level elite, and then we'll just say it, more left-leaning liberal people on this list. That was sort of the base of some of the conspiracy around this, the, you know, claims without much evidence that we haven't seen yet. So the base, the Trump base, was very hungry for this, and it did become a campaign issue. Even President Trump was saying, you know, raising questions about whether Epstein actually killed himself or whether, you know, it was some deep state operation that killed him and is going to hide the list. And President Trump would come into power and then release it. And it was another sort of pushback against the deep state. That was what Trump voters had been led to believe and why it became such a potent issue on the trail.
How much of the file has been released?
So there is a lot that has been made public already, with some names redacted and all of that. There are still, however, files where They have been made public, but names, people we don't know, that you could only just guess who they are. And that's why, I mean, you're seeing a lot of Democrats now in Congress saying, putting bills forward, putting measures forward that would mandate the release of all of that information. Whether that happens, we don't know. Congressman Ro Khanna, Democrat from California, introduced a measure yesterday that got defeated, that got voted down. So it remains to be seen whether, you know, some of these files become even more released or redacted. We will find out.
Leland Vittard said to Lisa Dent yesterday, is this MAGA controlling Trump or is this Trump controlling MAGA? Like, who's in charge here? Because it is unusual that this base, which has been such rabid supporters of the president and all he says and all he does, are now demanding the release of this list, which may in fact incriminate the president himself. Don't they know what they're doing? This could turn out badly for Team MAGA.
It's the reason that this situation is so confusing and, frankly, I don't know, interesting to follow, but it's just we haven't seen anything like this before because President Trump is not being subtle. He's actively, proactively saying, let's forget about this. Let's turn the page. There is nothing to see here. And then he actually said on Truth Social, all of the Epstein files, they are real, but they're fake because President Obama and Hillary Clinton made them up and wrote them up, which is obviously you know, a little bit out there, we'll say, and I'm being generous with that. But the base is responding in a way we've never seen them respond. It's not a scientific way to measure this, John, but if you go to Trump's Truth Social and you look at the responses, it's a lot of pushback and sorry, sir, you're wrong about this, and negativity in a way that you don't usually see on Truth Social to President Trump directed at him. We haven't seen this. Leland's point, I think, is a great question to pose.
Yeah, I think that when he brought up that Hillary Clinton had her hand in this, that was the equivalent of he doth protest too much. You know, that looks suspicious when you've got to throw Hillary Clinton under this bus. But, okay, that's the latest on all of that. We're out of time today. Joe, it's always nice to talk to you and good to see you on News Nation. Thanks for your thoughts today.
Likewise, John. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.